also something happening collectively as well. And yes, I just started nattering rather than. But yes, welcome to everybody and welcome to this retreat, our New Year's retreat. And I'll be saying a bit more about the theme in a little while. So we're starting off with some welcomes. Praninita's going to sort of talk about some practical stuff. And then we're going to get right down to practice. So we'll do a dedication ceremony, and we'll also do some chanting and some meditation. And that will be this first session. And yeah, there's some people that I saw who've been coming along to the sort of Christmas, the festive meditation mornings, which, you know, we weren't talking at all, actually. We were just sitting there and doing like practice for 2.5 hours. And it felt like really whetted my appetite for being on retreat and having that opportunity for some continuity of practice and going deeper and doing that alongside others. And so I'm really delighted to see you all here, and yeah, looking forward to the retreat together. And it does feel like a retreat. It's interesting because we had the lockdown, and I don't know, like 1.5, 2 years, I hadn't been on a physical retreat after doing a lot of them generally. And then I had the opportunity to be on 2 in-person weekend retreats, and that was wonderful. But it still feels like these online retreats are really significant, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm going to pass you over to Praninita.
So welcome, everyone. And yeah, we've got Bodhilila here. So the retreat is led by Bodhilila and myself. My name is Praninita. And we also have Patricia, who's supporting us on the decks. So it's a little team of 3 that will be holding the retreat today. And I want to say a little bit about the practicalities. So at the moment it's 30 of us logged in, which means that most people who've signed up have found the link to come in. And yeah, we're starting today at 7 o'clock. So these evening sessions from 7 to 8:30 will be every day, and we'll finish with that one on Saturday. And during the days on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, so for the next full days, we'll have session at 10:30 till 12:30. And then we will have 4 o'clock till 5:30, and then 7 till 8:30. So we'll have 3 sessions in a day. The first one at 10:30, 2 hours, and the one at 4 and one at 7 for 1.5 hours. And on Friday, when it's the New Year's Eve, we have an additional session, and that will be from 10 o'clock until midnight. So we'll see the new year in together on this retreat. So this is kind of what the sessions are, what the timings and what the structure of the retreat is. And we'll try to go into a bit more stillness as we progress. So we're hoping to have groups on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday, probably on Wednesday and Thursday and Saturday, and probably will not have a group on Friday, just to have a bit more stillness, because that's the sort of theme that we'll be exploring this next while. And the groups will be at 4 o'clock in that slot from 4 till 5:30. And if you really don't want to be in groups, then I suggest that you zoom it at 4:30, or join us at 4:30, where we will have a practice after the groups. So the groups will be from 4 till 4:30. And obviously it'll be lovely to have you for the whole time on Friday when we don't have groups. And I suppose the groups are a way of us to connect a little bit more with some people more closely. So I'd really encourage you to come to the groups, especially to start with, because it's really nice to get a bit of sense of who we're sitting with, at least some people that might be in your group. So that's groups, and we'll be recording and hearing our recording lady who announces itself. So we will be recording the sessions, and they will be placed on a website, and Patricia will put the link for the website in the chat, and also with an email that you can write if you need anything. So we'll be checking teaching@westlondonbuddhistcentre.com email. So if there is anything that is needed or that you think would be helpful for us to know, then please use that. And I think that's most of the things and the practicalities. And I'll hand over to Bodhilila.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pandita. So, we knew that we wanted to do a retreat over the new year. It's a bit of a tradition at West London. We always used to do these city retreats at the centre, which were like a non-residential retreat over the new year. And then, well, last year we did an online retreat that seemed to go well, and we wanted to do that again. And we've been doing quite a lot of online retreats, and some of them are more meditative based and some more Dharma based. And you get to that place where thinking, oh, we've got a retreat, what's going to be the theme, what's going to be the title? And sometimes you just can't kind of get it. But then, I don't know, I just had this phrase from this poem that just kept coming up for me, so I thought, I tried it out with Pandita and she was up for it, which was at the still point of the turning world, just that line from the poem. So I'm going to read you the passage from, it's one of T.S. Eliot's four quartets that begins with that line, and then the lines that come after it, which you may have seen quoted when you booked. But it's always nice to hear something, isn't it? At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is, but neither a rest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point. There would be no dance, and there is only the dance. I can only say, there we have been, but I cannot say where, and I cannot say how long, for that is to place it in time. The inner freedom from the practical desire, the release from action and suffering, release from the inner and the outer compulsion, yet surrounded by a grace of sense, a white light still and moving, erhabung without motion, concentration without illumination, both the new world and the old made explicit, understood in the completion of its partial ecstasy. Yeah, leave that there, but something about those lines, they resonate very much with my experience in meditation and also with quite a lot of the more explicitly Dharmic teachings, particularly around equanimity and some of the sort of meditative teachings. And there's something for me about where you bring together that sort of stillness and movement and inner and outer and conscious and unconscious and energy that can be very, very concentrated and very still, just as much as very active, you know. So we've been having a whole year dedicated to the archetypal Buddha Amoghasiddhi, who's particularly associated with energy, actually, and virya. And quite often people think of it very much as being very active, you know. He's all accomplishing, he has all this success, you know. But there is sometimes, I think, very much a stillness, and he's very much associated with integration that comes from integration. And for me, there's a sort of paradox of the stillness, that contained energy that we can get to in meditation, that can also take us to all kinds of places as when we're being much more active. So I think, and it's all quite mysterious, all this stuff. It's all quite magical, and you can't always put it into words and make sense of it. So I think probably a lot of this retreat is going to be not quite as articulate or clear as maybe some retreats when you're teaching on a particular something. And I quite like that, the mystery of let's see what emerges. If we can create stillness and spaciousness in our minds, in our lives for these few days, well, what might emerge? And that is one of the places where we can actually begin to be more integrated when we do sit, when we do stop, when we do just turn towards our experience, whatever that may be, the internal, the external, work with the internal, external conditions, but not necessarily doing things as well. We often talk about working in meditation, and we could get very goal orientated and bring all our sort of patterns of work and trying to achieve things into our meditation practice or in our spiritual practice off the cushion as well. And quite often just actually stopping, listening, being more receptive is exactly what we need to do. It can be more challenging to actually not do anything or just be more open and see what happens than when you're trying to focus on something and trying to get something done. So there's going to be an invitation, I guess, for us while we're doing this retreat to kind of let go of needing to, I suppose, do anything. Not any need to have a particular experience, not any need to make any spiritual progress whatsoever, but just to be with our experience, yeah. See what's happening, turn towards it, just let go in a way, surrender, and then see what happens in that place of receptivity and stillness. Often we're so busy rushing around, and as I was saying, I was doing that earlier today, that there's no space to discover what else might be there, to get in touch with sort of our deeper values and meanings or creativity and things like that. So it's, in a way, it's giving ourselves the space to, you know, the potential space on this retreat. And with that space, it's interesting to, I always connect spaciousness also with that sort of stillness. And the spaciousness, there's the inner space and there's the outer space and consciousness, and how can you find the limits to all these different things that we can be experiencing in our meditation, in our minds, in our hearts. They don't have sort of clear boundaries. We sometimes create the idea of a boundary, but actually, what are the limits to metta? What are the limits to, well, mindfulness? You know, I suppose mindfulness, we often attach it to something more. You know, I'm mindful of this, I'm being mindful in this activity. But there is also just that pure awareness that is an element of mindfulness as well. The knowing, just the knowing. So, I suppose this is me just rambling away, but I am hoping that this retreat is going to be a bit different to some of the other retreats, because just by choosing that title, at the still point of the turning world, when I'm thinking, well, the world is turning around, there's all this stuff that's been happening outside, all the conditions in my life, and also in my mind, in my heart, and, you know, there's a lot going on there quite often. But you can still have that experience of stillness within that. It's quite miraculous, actually, how we can, whatever's going on, we can still have experience of stillness, and that we can have a sense of inner spaciousness or connectedness. So we're going to try and enter inner silence, inner stillness, inner spaciousness during the retreat. Great conditions where we can have that experience, which is which I think will mean being slightly different to how we might have been on some of other retreats. So although we will be giving some leading sessions and having some teaching input, I think there'll be a lot less talking and discursiveness. And hopefully as the days go on, we'll be getting more concentrated and more still and more quiet. And if that's your worst nightmare, I'm sorry, but I think that's sort of the way this retreat is likely to be going. But give it a go. But it's interesting that within the stillness, within the silence, we can still have that really deep sense of connectedness and interconnectedness as we practice together. And also with that sense of the turning world around us, still feel that connection with all the other people, other living beings who aren't on the retreat but are in the world. And another phrase that's just been going around in my head over the last couple of weeks, knowing this retreat's coming up, it's actually from the positive precepts that we do in Tri Ratna. So with stillness, simplicity and contentment, I purify my body, I think it is. But it could be I purify my heart, my mind. And just consciously trying to create some stillness. And if we are feeling more content, if we are able to be a bit more simple, not need so much input, not need to be doing so much stuff, then that does help create the conditions for more stillness, more spaciousness. So anyway, I think I was just trying to give a little bit of a flavour of what we're hoping might emerge on this retreat. And I know that I often talk a lot, but I'm hoping I'll talk a bit less than normal and maybe do a bit less leading in meditations, and we'll have some more unled meditations perhaps than we might do sometimes. And be quite reflective, you know, spaces where maybe not quite doing a meditation, but we might just drop in a thought or a question or maybe a line from a poem to reflect on. And in the sense of simplicity, I'm also feeling like I want to repeat poems or readings. I don't want to have loads and loads and loads of different readings, but just ones that we come back to again and again, and maybe we'll sometimes just see something or experience it differently as we come across it. So for me, the Heart Sutra is another thing that kind of links in with this theme and these paradoxes. So we will be doing some listening to or reflecting on the Heart Sutra, I think, probably every day. Anyway, so I think I'll probably stop there. I think you wanted to say, Penny Nita.
I think it's really lovely for us because this is the first time we're actually leading from the shrine and it's two of us leading from the shrine. So I think that sort of creates something new to the retreat as well. So we're doing quite a lot of new things and sort of diverging from how we might do things or how we've done things previously. And I was thinking also what Bodhidila was saying, that yeah, how we arrive these days to a retreat. And I was reflecting when me and Bodhidila were walking in the darkness on the street in front of the Buddhist center, and I was thinking, in Buddhist time, people would just turn up somewhere into some forest, and you know, people wouldn't have like tons of bags with them. And then we probably spend here about 2 hours plugging different machines and having different sockets and different wires, and we still kind of have lights to put on. And so it's quite a technical endeavor arriving to a retreat. So it made me think how different that is. And I think it's important to mark and enter a different space. So we now have all arrived and we're here now. And what I'd like us to do is sort of start the retreat with dedicating ourselves to the retreat and do that for the benefit of all beings. And what that will do for us is sort of create, I envisage this gateway so we can enter into the forest and just hear the teachings and be in connection with each other in that retreat space. So we will start with the dedication ceremony, and we'll do that in call and response. And then Bodhidila will start us in a Amoghasiddhi mantra, and we'll chant the mantra. And after that, when that dies down, we'll kind of move more into the practice, and it'll be either meditative reflection or reflective meditation. So that's what we've got sort of in store. So I would invite you to sort of make that transition with your body as well for the next part of the retreat, as we entering or moving towards the still point, moving towards going through the gateways, the forest gateway, and starting creating a sacred space where we can practice together as a community. You might just want to sit down and take a really deep breath and arrive fully on the cushion or the seat that you're sitting on. And just allowing yourself to be fully present, fully here. Dedication ceremony. We dedicate this retreat to the three jewels.
We dedicate this retreat to the three jewels.
To the Buddha.
To the Buddha.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
To the Dharma.
To the Dharma.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
To the Sangha.
To the Sangha.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
To the observance of the five precepts.
To the observance of the five precepts.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
To the practice of meditation.
To the practice of meditation.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
To the development of wisdom.
To the development of wisdom.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Here may there be peace.
Here may there be peace.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Here may there be love.
Here may there be love.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Here may there be joy.
Here may there be joy.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
The sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
Here seated.
Here seated.
Here practicing.
Here practicing.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
With body, speech and mind.
With body, speech and mind.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat. And after talking about the still energy, we also do need a bit of the active energy. And let's start off with the Moga Siddhi mantra. And do feel free to join in or not join in, as the case may be, but if you are going to join in, no one can hear you, so go for it. You'll get much more out of it. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
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 It's a bit low, isn't it? Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
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 Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi
Om Amoga Siddhi
Ahong. Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong.
Om Amoga Siddhi Ahong. So just allowing the sound of the mantra to fade, fade in your mind, as well as in the room. But noticing if you can feel vibrations in the body, or just some kind of response, even if you weren't chanting to the mantra. And arriving, so doing the dedication ceremony, doing the mantra has been part of our process of arriving on this retreat. So arriving together collectively to chant the mantra, to do the ritual, to do some meditation. But also to arrive in your body, in your heart, in your mind. Seeing if you can really inhabit your body. Feel really present in the posture you're in right now. Whether you're sitting, lying, perhaps even standing, whatever posture you're in. Just seeing if you can be still. Feel the contact with the ground below. Stable base. Experiencing yourself, experiencing your body. Still, or at least not in motion, not moving around from one place to another. Just stopping, just being. As you're experiencing your body, experience yourself sitting or lying. You realize it's not completely still. As all the movements as we breathe. And all the little adjustments we may make to our posture during the sit. So it's a sense of movement within stillness. And can the movement have a quality of stillness? Or quietness? perhaps feeling the feet, the lower legs, the knees, the thighs, the hips and the buttocks. Contact cushion or chair you may be sitting on, ground you may be lying on. Sense of alignment, spine lengthening, the back, the neck to the base of the skull, and just have that awareness the whole body, so including the head and the neck and the face, shoulders, the arms and the hands, the torso, so the back and the front of the body, the sides of the body, the pelvis. Back, the buttocks and the thighs and the knees, shins and the calves, the ankles and the feet, just allowing yourself to really experience sitting still. Maybe there's a simple contentment just in sitting still. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, we're just sitting, just being. And we're breathing. Breathing body, inhabiting the world, alongside others, but taking up particular space right now in the room we're in. Just allowing the body to be a field of awareness, feeling sensations, sense experience, energy, and some movement within the stillness of your posture. And bringing awareness to the breath, bringing awareness to your breathing body. Not trying to change anything. Not making any effort. Your body knows how to breathe. Your body is used to just getting on with it. So just allowing the body to do what it knows to do. Maybe enjoying some of the sensations in your body as you breathe. Just breathing in, breathing out. Experiencing the body as you breathe. And maybe noticing subtle sensations as you breathe in all different parts of the body. Can you feel palms of your hands breathing in, breathing out? Soles of your feet. Back breathing. The eyes breathing. Body to be relaxed, yet alert, open, receptive. Embodying stillness as we sit or we lie. Sense of settling. We settle in our body and our posture. Arrive in our body and our posture. we also begin to settle some of our energy, our mood. I'm not trying to change anything, just bringing awareness to how you are, what you're bringing to the meditation, what you're bringing to this retreat as we start out tonight with our first practice together. Just sit with what's there. And if we're restless, there's tension, if our minds are busy, what's going on emotionally, then just sit with that. Allow our bodies, our hearts and minds to be a big container to hold whatever's going on. Calming the body as we breathe in, calming the body as we breathe out. Allowing ourselves to be still. Whatever may be going on in our lives, whatever sounds we may hear around us, just seeing if it's possible to enter a place of inner quiet. and to the silence within, the stillness within, space and spaciousness within. The still point of the turning world, there the dance is. So we're just going to sit in silence now. About 20 minutes. So just allowing yourself to end the meditation. In your own time, transition from the inner to the outer, and even if your mind hasn't been still, you've been sitting or lying still, so. Yourself the time you need to make that transition. I'd just like to invite you to see if you can create some moments of quiet and stillness for you during the retreat, outside of the sessions we do together. I mean, it is different being on an online retreat because you can just switch on your device, be here, switch off, and then immediately be doing whatever else you might be doing around other people. And it's harder to keep that sense of stillness and quietness that you might get physically if you're on a retreat. Or you could go out for a walk in the countryside and there wouldn't be the opportunity to be watching telly or whatever else it is that you might be tempted to do. So just seeing if you can create a bit of continuity of practice over these few days between the sessions from day to day. And obviously, managing whatever you're needing to do in your lives while we do the retreat. But we're coming to the end of this first session, so thank you all for coming and practicing. And look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Our next session is at 10:30. So have a nice evening and see you tomorrow.